They are curious or inquisitive, and they want to know and see why there is no admittance. So, over 100 years ago, an American naval officer named Commodore Perry went to Japan and tried to get in. He took with him a shipload of presents from our country for the Japanese emperor, presents such as the emperor had never seen or known of before. The emperor was so pleased with the presents that he wanted to buy more and to know more about countries that could make such things. So Commodore Perry said to the emperor, "Let the American people come into your country, and we will sell you these things and buy other things from you." The emperor agreed, and so the country was opened for trade, and the eyes of the Japanese were opened too. For until then, they had had no idea of what was going on in other countries except China. They were amazed to hear about railroad trains, the telegraph, and the marvelous machines that we had. Then Japan sent thousands of her bright young men to our country and to the countries of Europe to learn about such things. And when they returned and taught their own people, who were extraordinarily quick to learn, it was not long before they had copies of everything that we had. They made their country an up-to-date country, and in 100 years they jumped ahead of the Chinese 1,000 years. But if someone sets out to copy someone else, he is apt to copy the bad things as well as the good. And that's what the Japanese did. They not only copied trolley cars, electric lights, and automobiles, they copied battleships, and airplanes, and tanks, and guns. They built a great big up-to-date army. Then they started a great big up-to-date war by dropping bombs on American ships in Hawaii.